Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQ because high school and college don't do anything to help us when it comes to building wealth. They're just there to help you get a job. A job, very rarely, unless you're making 300 grand a year or more, 300 grand a year or more, just doesn't help you build wealth. It's there to pay the bills. That's why they call it a job, J-O-B, just over broke. 75% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. This is a tragedy because how are they supposed to save for retirement? How are they supposed to save for even a doggone vacation? You know, it's just sad situation. But anyway, what we're going to talk about today, we're going to have some fun with the ego. And this may sound odd, you know, real estate investor show, we primarily talk about building wealth with real estate, but the ego is foundational to success overall. Many people put down the ego. They even claim they don't have an ego, which, by the way, if when I said ego, you said anything to this effect, oh, I don't have to, this is not important to me, I don't have an ego. Sorry. You got the biggest ego there is. Everybody has an ego. If you said, oh, I don't have an ego, that's the most egotistical thing you could possibly say. You're the problem. That's the problem ego right there. But there's a functional, effective ego as well. And I'm going to show you how to use it today to get yourself to take action on what's important in life. See, the reason the ego has a bad reputation is because most people associate the ego with the toys, the cars, the houses, the boats, the jewelry, the clothes, the vacations. That's what people think the ego is. But it's not. That's just what most people attach their ego to. They care what other people think. We're going to hammer that today as well. Giving a crap about what other people think. But most people do. I meet people on a weekly basis with $20,000 watches on. They're in $100,000 cars. They live in $500, $1 million homes. But if they lost their job tomorrow, guess what? All of that stuff goes away. They've traded financial success for the appearance of financial success. They want to look like they're successful, but they don't actually want to be it. They're not willing to do what it takes. So why not just look that way? This is going to be kind of harsh when I say it. But if you've got let's start at 60. If you got a $60,000 car, $80,000, $100,000, $200,000 car, and it's not paid in full, you got an ego problem. You do. What are you doing? You want to appear you're more successful than you are to other people. You're not doing it for yourself. You want your neighbors to think you're successful. You want your friends, your coworkers to think you're successful. So you go out and finance You could buy a house for $80,000. You might not want to live in it, but it'd be a great rent property. $100,000? $150,000? $200,000? And you've got a note on that? You're faking it. You're faking it. All to impress other people. Because you care what other people think. I got a warning for you. The more you care about what other people think, the more you will destroy your life. If you've ever heard this phrase, dance like nobody's watching, there's a second part to it. Because nobody is. They're worried about their own dance skills. They don't care if you can't dance. Dance like nobody's watching because nobody is. It's that simple. Live your life like nobody's watching because they're not. You cannot impress your neighbors. You say, well, I drove home in a Ferrari. You did not impress your neighbors. I know, because when I drove home in a Ferrari, everybody on my street started a rumor that I was a drug dealer. You can't impress them. Haters are haters, and they will hate no matter what you do. And oh, by the way, if you don't have haters, try harder. Haters make the world go round. People who complain, put you down, can drive you. You can use that to motivate yourself. But be aware, they are not impressed. Nobody's impressed by your $20,000 watch, your $80,000, $100,000 car, your $500 million house. Nobody's impressed. You think they are. But they're going home going, yeah, he lives paycheck to paycheck. Boy, he spends all his money. I can't believe he's broke like that, house poor. You're not impressing anybody. And you're destroying your life. Now, why do we get our egos attached to cars, jewelry, houses, boats, crap like that? It's because you guys, not me, watch TV. You watch TV and you watch a thing called a reality TV show, which there should be a false advertising law that says they're not allowed to call those shows reality. I'm going to pick on somebody that I have a deep respect for.
1 minute.
You're going to lose your mind when I say this. The Kardashians. I knew you'd lose your mind. Do you ever notice, though, if you watch that show, they show them relaxing by the pool, making a few phone calls, blah, blah, blah. They don't show you them working. Those girls work their butts off. Those are some of the hardest working women I've ever seen. They don't show that in the reality. They just show the cars, the houses, the jewelry, the travel. We'll talk more about this when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
Put money in the bank or pay your insurance premium, they take that money and go buy real estate with it. Why? Because it gives the highest rate of return and is the lowest risk. This is called passive investing. Due to some recent changes in the laws, you can now invest the exact same way. Total Wealth Academy can show you how. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend our free sample class on real estate investing. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. And let's go back to the Kardashians for a minute, because they get beat up, you know, terrible people, all this garbage. If you've ever said that, by the way, about the Kardashians, you're a hater. The people I was just joking about. Kendall Jenner, and I, if please forgive me if I get the names wrong because I don't follow them very closely, but I do know that she's a billionaire, not from the TV show, not from her mom and dad, from her makeup line. Now, I'm not saying that the TV show doesn't help her sell her makeup, but she is the one that works the 10-hour, 12-hour days to make that company happen. But they don't show that in reality TV. They just show the champagne, the jewelry, the cars. And people think that being successful is champagne, jewelry, cars, boats, and so on, when the millionaire next door doesn't have any of that. The vast majority of millionaires are just your average neighbor. You wouldn't even know they're millionaires. There's a book out there called, in fact, I think that's the name of the book, The Millionaire Next Door. You might want to pick that up just so you get a real picture of what millionaires really are. They're not the flashy, show-it-off, whatever, the egotistical garbage. I just watched a show called American Greed. It was really interesting because they were trying to say that this guy was greedy and greed was his motivator when it wasn't. It was arrogance. It was the ego that was his motivator to steal that money because he gave it all away. He would throw parties. He bought yachts, airplanes, 50 cars, and you're talking $500,000 to $2 million cars. By the way, all of those cars were financed. He didn't even pay for them. He had notes on all his cars, those 50 cars he owned. Pretty impressive looking at them. He didn't pay cash for any of them. Crazy. Just ego to make himself look like he had more money than he did. That was the motivation, not greed. Really interesting. So, why did I say at the beginning of the show that your ego is foundational to success? Because you have to control your ego or it will control you. Simply put, whatever you attach your ego to, and you attach it, the ego does not care what you attach it to. It makes no decisions. You make the decision for what it's attached to. And as a result, it propels you towards that. I mean, it shoves it down your throat. It pushes you, propels you towards whatever you attach your ego to. That's why so many of you are cringing right now because you've got the $10,000, $20,000 watch. You have the $80,000 car with a note. You have a house and the loan is 90% of its value. You're faking it. But what if you were to attach your ego to different things? What if you said, you know, I don't care about the fancy cars. I don't care about the fancy house, watches, jewelry, clothes. I care about fitness. I care about having a romantic relationship that lasts for 20, 30, 40 years, my life. What if you attached your ego to having a second stream of income? I'll tell you what would happen. Your ego would propel you towards those things. My ego is attached to having a second stream of income. My ego is attached to having a 37-year marriage, and my goal is to be married to her till I die. That's, and let me be very careful. Was my ego at one time attached to cars, houses, boats? Absolutely. I was a victim of my own stupidity, and I attached my ego to those things. I remember buying expensive cars on a note. Porsches, Mercedes, and I had a payment. Fake. Once you accept that we all have an ego, and you got to do that, because the opposite is egotistical in and of itself. Admit you have an ego, then decide what you're going to attach it to. And if you go back to yesterday's show, where we talked about the 8 parts of a balanced life, does it not make sense that you should attach your ego to those 8 things? Not the cars, not the houses, not the boats, jewelry, but to fitness. How about you attach your ego to, I want to give $1 million to charity before I die? You think that's pretty spiritual? You bet it is. Attach your ego to not being obese, to staying in shape and staying healthy for your family. Attach your ego to having an incredible, passionate, loving marriage. Attach your ego to it. The funnest part of controlling your ego, to me, is the ease with which you can do it. It just, all you have to do is change what you focus on. I will make a recommendation, not a requirement, but a recommendation. Watch less TV. Excuse me. When you start seeing, you know, these reality shows, these, I can't think of anything, sitcoms, everything throws free wealth in your face. They give you the impression that wealth is free. And it's not. It takes work. It takes effort. It takes getting your ego on your side. See, start attaching your ego to things that matter. Fitness, your marriage, your second stream of income. And you'll notice that your life gets really exciting, really quick. See, some of you, when you go out, you talk about sports, politics, the news, all just stupid, wasteful stuff. When you attach your ego to the right things, then you start talking about fitness, romance, and your second stream of income. Much more exciting stuff. Stuff you can take action on. Stuff you can do something about. Not like sports and politics. You vote, I get it. But that's it. You're done. Go vote, then stop talking about it. Focus on building that second stream of income. When we go out, and we don't ever, I don't think anybody ever tells me, you know, I make X amount a month in passive income, but they will brag about, you know, something less blatantly arrogant. And they'll say, yeah, I'm in 12 passive deals now. I'm in 3 passive deals. I've got 12 rent houses. And you can sense their ego is attached to what matters, which is building that second stream of income. And they'll talk about, man, I'm training for a half marathon. I'm working on losing 40 pounds. Oh, my wife and I are taking a romantic vacation to Canada, or we're taking a romantic vacation to France, or whatever's going on. It's a totally different lifestyle. Because when you talk about cars, I better be careful how I say this. I know how to say it. If you talk about cars you can't afford, you're boring. Nobody cares. If you're talking about cars you're going to go pay cash for, then talk about cars. You know, with me and my friends, when we talk about the Ferraris and the G-Wagons and the Lamborghinis and stuff like that, forgive me for this arrogant point, but we pay cash for those things. We don't finance those things. We don't buy those toys on loans. That would be fake. Now, am I putting down people that buy normal cars on more on notes? No. You know, you got to have transportation. So please don't get offended that, or think that I'm saying that nobody should have a note on their car. But if you buy a car that is more than what you earn a year, that's ego-based crap. Ego-based crap. You're faking it. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
Money in an IRA, 401k, or other retirement account, you can use it to invest passively in real estate without tax or penalty. Our average rate of return is 3 times that of the stock market and mutual funds, with much less volatility. If you have over $70,000, you can start passive investing today. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we've been talking about how to use your ego to get yourself to take action on what really matters in life. The warning is that your ego is very easily manipulated, which I mentioned is also good news because when you do take control of it, it's easily manipulated. And you can get it directed at the right things in life. So if we go back to, you know, the circle of life where you've got family, romance, fitness, charity, spirituality, which includes charity, wealth, career, fun, recreation, and what's the eighth one? Oh, self-development, personal development. Attach yourself to that. You know, one of the simplest is that we do brag about is how much money we spend on self-education every year. You know, I brag, I spend between $10,000 and as much as $75,000 in 1 year on continuing education. I'm not saying you have to spend that much, but I brag about it. I'll brag about how many books I read last year. Do you see how I've got my ego attached to things that actually make a difference? But again, don't ever think I'm perfect, because I'm telling you, I had my ego attached to garbage for a long time. The toys, the symbols of success instead of actual success. Get your ego attached to saying, man, I own 10 rent houses, or I'm in 10 passive deals. Get your ego attached to that, and you can use your ego to propel you towards your goals. Because like I said, the wonderful thing about the ego, another wonderful thing about the ego, is you don't have to think about it. It's subconscious. It will propel you towards your goals without you even having to try. All you have to do is get it attached, and it will propel you towards those goals. So get your goals written down. I offered the free goal setting workshop yesterday. I'll do it again now. If you don't have your goals written down, the goals are what you want to get your ego attached to. If you want to take our free class on goal setting, go to totalwealthacademy.com/goal setting. Download the workbook, watch the video, write your goals down, and then get your ego attached to those goals, and it will propel you towards them. So, all right, the next thing I want to do is address an email I got. I'm trying to find it, sorry. Well, it basically was talking about the war that goes on inside your head between your brain and your mind. And the way that I define the two, the first thing you have to do is understand that there is a difference in the brain, between the brain and the mind. The simplest way to put it is your brain is everything that you knew the minute you were born. That's your brain. And you knew a lot how to run an entire human body. That's billions of decisions every day. You knew how to avoid danger. You knew how to find food. You knew how to make noises to get attention when you needed something. There was all kinds of stuff that you knew the minute you're born. A lot. Your mind is everything that you've learned since you were born. So if you'll make that distinction, this discussion will make a lot of sense to you. Man, every time I get ready to say this, I'm like, man, people are going to lose their minds. Here we go. Your brain is your enemy. It's your freaking enemy. And here's why. We evolved with an effort and risk minimizing brain. Your brain naturally avoids effort and avoids risk. Makes sense. You don't want to overexert, because if you get in a dangerous situation, you need all your energy to get out of that dangerous situation. So conserve energy and don't take risks, because there's danger and risk. It makes sense. Most of you are defending your brain right now, going, no, that's a good thing. Good thing we're effort minimizing and risk minimizing. Wrong. What do you have to do to achieve success? What are the two things that are a must to achieve success? Expend effort and take risks. Effort and risk are the only path to success. Yet our brains are effort and risk minimizing. They don't want to put out effort. It doesn't want to put out effort. It doesn't want to take risks. But see, your mind knows that. And it is in a constant war with your brain to get you to take action. Tomorrow morning, I'm teaching a Saturday class. I think we have probably 100 reservations. You know that only 70 will show? Now, 100 people paid the fee, made the reservation, committed to being there, and only 70% of them will show. Why is that? Because they're going to wake up tomorrow morning, they're going to go to bed fully committed. Man, we're going to go change our lives. We're going to learn about money. We're going to learn about building wealth. We're going to go change our lives. But when they wake up in the morning, the brain starts talking to them. Oh, this bed sure is comfortable. Oh, there's a lot of work we need to do around the house. Oh, you're going to miss the football game. And the brain is going to beat them down to where they finally say, oh, I'll just take the Saturday class next month. And 30% or more will not show. After paying, making a psychological commitment, after verifying their psychological commitment with a staff member at TWA, and they still won't show. Their brain got them. Got them. Your brain is your enemy. And you must understand this. It is your responsibility to use your mind. See, the brain only wants to survive. It does not want to thrive, because that requires risk and effort. So what your brain does is just enough to get by. I want all of you to think about this. Have you ever lived paycheck to paycheck? That's your brain. You were doing just enough to get by. Just enough to get by. That's your brain. You're not using your mind. See, your mind wants to thrive. It wants to excel. It wants to achieve. It wants to fulfill your egotistical needs, such as a lifelong marriage, getting in shape, building a second stream of income, giving $1 million to charity. Your mind is what drives you towards those things, not your brain. You need to master using your mind and subjugating, I think that's the right word, the thoughts that come from your brain. Because that original knowledge was great when we were cavemen and women. It's now a hindrance. It's now hindering us, holding us back, keeping you from taking action, keeping you from getting out of life what you want. You got to understand that. It is your responsibility to recognize this, make the distinction that your brain and your mind are two different things, and start listening to your mind. Your mind is the one that's going to take you where you want to go. Financial independence, a passionate, loving, adventurous marriage, fitness, charity. It's all your mind. 1 minute. So I think that is the material that this email was asking for. I know at first it's very hard to take, because we're taught to listen to our brain, use your brain, blah, blah, blah. Well, the mind is in your brain, so I get that. But if you want to be effective, you've got to make the distinction that your caveman brain, what you knew at birth, is a hindrance. Effort and risk minimizing, and you must have effort and you must take risks to succeed. We'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
The stock market was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation. The average rate of return over the last 75 years is about 7%. You'll get that even with the ups and downs. If you want a higher rate of return and less volatility, consider real estate. We make about 3 times as much as the stock market. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That is TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. I'm going to go through some emails here. I've got 3 or 4 that are really the exact same question. And this is really shocking. I remember when I figured this out, it's disturbing. People always go in, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, right? Now, I don't agree with the concept that, ooh, it's because the rich are holding down the poor. They don't care. They're driving. They're too busy driving their Ferraris to the golf course. They're not trying to hold down the poor. Get that out of your head. But the phrase itself is because the rich teach their kids differently than the poor and middle class. All of these people are asking the same question. Can I use my IRA or 401k money to invest in real estate? And the answer is yes. But what I found by asking the question in front of literally hundreds of people, maybe even several thousand people, I get the same response. Less than 10% of the people in the audience know that you can use your IRA or 401k to invest in real estate. Do you see why the rich are getting richer? You can bet they know. But you're stuck in the stock market, mutual funds, 7% interest or 7% rate of return or less, and you don't understand why you're not getting ahead. It's because you're in the wrong vehicle. The stock market was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation and nothing more. And that's what it's done for the last 100 years, about a 7% rate of return. After taxes, that keeps up with inflation, but doesn't build any wealth. And what they do is they promote people who get rich in the stock market. Somebody buys 1,000 shares of Apple and it goes up in value 8 times over 20 years. Yeah, but that was pure luck. No one can predict the future. So, no, I was smart. I picked Apple. BS. Plenty of smart people picked other companies that are now defunct. No one can predict the future. The stock market and mutual fund, as a result, is pure gambling. You're hoping. Hoping is not a business model. It's not a business model. But do you see why the rich are getting richer? Because they are putting their IRAs and 401ks into real estate. They're not putting their 401ks and IRAs into mutual funds. All you have to do is understand this. When you give your money to the bank, you put it in a savings account or you put it into a checking account, what do you think they do with your money? Your money. You think they put it in a vault for safekeeping? Nope. They go out and buy real estate with it. They take your money and they go out and buy real estate with it. See, the insurance companies and the banks are the biggest real estate investors in the United States. When you make your insurance payment, they go buy real estate with it. When you put your money in the bank, they go buy real estate with it. Why? Because it's the safest and it offers the highest rate of return. Do the banks and insurance companies go buy stocks? No, they go out of business. And so will you. So the answer to all three or four emails is, absolutely. You can use your IRA or 401k or any retirement account to invest passively in real estate at Total Wealth Academy without tax or penalty. And to all four of you, I suggest you go watch our free sample class. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com, click on the free sample class. That'll be your next step. We'll show you exactly how we're building wealth with real estate and how you can too. Just go to TotalWealthAcademy.com and click on the free sample class there. TotalWealthAcademy.com. This next question is kind of funny because I've got an anonymous listener who admitted that they put a tenant in without running a credit and criminal report, didn't even know how to do it, and now they got problems. Listen, you have problems with tenants, that's you. It's not the tenants. People love to blame other people. Oh, I had four rent properties. The tenants destroyed my property, blah, blah, blah. That's your fault. You didn't screen correctly. You didn't run a credit and criminal report. You didn't talk to the previous landlord. You don't talk to the current landlord. You talk to the previous landlord. The current landlord will lie to you. He'll tell you the worst tenant in the world is the greatest tenant in the world to get rid of them. You talk to the previous landlord. Go, hey, previous landlord, do you know Mr. and Mrs. Smith? Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Oh, my God, yes, I remember them. They destroyed the property, didn't pay the rent the last 2 months. Do not lease to them. Then you didn't talk to the present employer either. And I know I'm being harsh, but this is meant to be fun. So take it with a grain of salt. This is just for fun. You didn't talk to the present employer and find out likelihood of continued employment. You didn't even know to ask that question, did you? See, remember when I told you that arrogance destroys? Anonymous, and again, bear with me. I'm just having fun. Think of me as your drill instructor at Paris Island. Here it comes. You arrogantly went out there and bought rent property without taking a course on how to manage rent property. What were you thinking? I'll tell you exactly what you were thinking. This real estate investing isn't rocket science. Yes, it is. It is extremely difficult. You need to know the right things to do. You need to know the whole business model. You need to know the best practices, or you will do it wrong. I would say 90% of the deals that I bought 20 years ago, 25 years ago, that I bought from landlords were from arrogant landlords who didn't know what they were doing. They were happy to give me their property. They thought I was a sucker for buying it from them. I remember when I bought this 22 unit, they were losing money, a couple grand a month. Losing money. They sold it to me. I know for a fact they thought I was a fool. You could just sense it. I made money the second month. And then eventually made $5,000 a month profit every month on that deal. Because I knew what I was doing, because I had spent the money to educate myself to learn it. So Anonymous, here's what I want you to do. I just beat you up, so don't you beat you up. You're done. It's over. You made a mistake. It's over. Let it go. It's the past. It means nothing anymore. You goofed up. Okay. You fell down. What are you going to do? Stay down? I'm never going to buy rent property again. Tenants are bad. No, you made the mistake. You are responsible, which means guess what? You can change it. The next time you lease, listen closely. Credit and criminal report. MySmartMove.com. MySmartMove.com. You don't talk to the present landlord. You talk to the previous landlord. And when you call to verify income, you also verify likelihood of continued employment. Because they may be getting ready to fire this guy because he's a bad person and you shouldn't be leasing to him. Now, one last punch from your drill instructor. Did you know you only attract people as crazy as you are? You have one bad tenant? Okay, maybe that's not your fault. You have two bad tenants? That's you. You're the problem. But the good news is that's the way you want it. Because then you can change, and you can change the type of people that you lease to, and never have a problem again. So do not get discouraged. Do not go, oh, I failed. Just dust yourself off, stand up, go release that property, get that cash flow coming back in. I know you can do it, but don't beat yourself up. I already did that. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a fantastic weekend.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.